I speak to you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Any of you who are still faithfully holding candles, feel free to blow them out now. Have you ever loved? Have you ever loved someone so deeply that all you can think of is the other? A romantic partner, or a friend, or a family member? The kind of love that keeps you thinking about when you will see them next, hoping that they are safe, eager for another look into their eyes, keen to share a joke with them, willing to give up your prized possessions or to lay down your life for this person. That kind of love. That is what this night is all about, a love so deep that you would do anything for the other. C.S. Lewis once said, "To love at all is to be vulnerable. To love anything in your heart will certainly be wrung and possibly broken. If you want to make sure of keeping it intact, you must give your heart to no one. It will not be broken. It will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. The only place outside of heaven where you can be perfectly safe from all the dangers of love is hell." I suspect we have all given our heart to at least one person, family, friend, lover. But never has love been more glorious than in the mystery we call the incarnation, when God bent over the world like a parent bending over a child in pain, wanting so badly to trade places with that child that it actually happened. It is an incomparable love in the heart of God that inspired Christmas. Not wanting to be God without us, God becomes God with us. In that child, right there, born of marginalized members of society, in a stable, God comes to earth and says, "I love you." That is the feast of Christmas. That is what we celebrate. This is love. Any of us who receive such lavish love wants to respond to the one who offers it. But how? How do we reciprocate that kind of love? How does one respond to this totally selfless and vulnerable God lying in a manger? Of all the people in our story tonight, and there are a lot of different characters in our story tonight, I think the ones who give us an example of how to respond to this love are the shepherds. The shepherds are nobodies in the text, yet they give us clear insight on how to work with God's love rather than be overwhelmed by it. First, they invite us to believe God, to be faithful to the love that has been offered. The text tells us that the angels announced in spectacular fashion that the Messiah had been born, and as soon as the angels left, the shepherds looked at each other and they said, "What are we waiting for? Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened." There is no debate. There is no procrastination. There is no waiting to sleep on it. They don't go to the local library to research what has happened. They just trust God and they go. I know that I'm a bit of a control freak, and I'm not sure that I would have been able to receive that news and trust it so completely. So I welcome the shepherds as an example of how to believe God, how to believe the one who offers us love. Secondly, the shepherds encourage us to work closely with God, to pay attention to what is being done, to listen to God. The shepherds did exactly what the angels told them. They went with haste, leaving their sheep behind to go find Mary and Joseph and the child. I can get frustrated when we think of Christmas as a tame holiday. We think of sweet little baby Jesus asleep on a bed of hay, a scene that is innocuous and safe. But Christmas is not safe. Jesus has come in to usher a kingdom that rivals all other kingdoms and invites us to work with him, to take up our cross daily, to give up our right to rule ourselves and to surrender ourselves to God's rule. The world loves to celebrate the birth of Christ, but we cannot keep him in the manger. The manger that we worship this night becomes meaningless if the baby never grows up to be our Savior. And thirdly, the shepherds encourage us to tell others about the one who loves. When the shepherds arrived in Bethlehem and saw the child lying in the stable, and they spread the word, they went around and told everyone of what they had seen and heard, and everyone who heard this message were amazed at what they had been told. The shepherds were not preachers. They were not missionaries. They were not trained in this, but that did not matter. They had seen something that meant salvation for the whole world. If we fail to speak of the real meaning of this night, if we neglect to tell someone that the child was born, if we neglect to share this information, we have failed to do Christmas right. The angel said that this is good news of great joy for all people, so we need to share the joy of God's love. One of my favorite theologians, Nadia Bowles Weber, she reminds us that the night Jesus was born, the night heaven touched earth, the night God chose to slip into this world in human form, the angels hovered around and the glory of the Lord shone upon not the priests in the temples, not the magistrates in the cities, not the professors in the academy. The glory of the Lord shone upon some dudes who lived with sheep and slept outside, the shepherds. My friends, God is always trying to get to us. God is always seeking out anyone, anywhere who will listen. God will use each and every one of us to bring the great news of great joy to all the people. This has been a hard year in many ways. There has been sorrow and suffering and turmoil in the world and in our midst and in our lives. So tonight, I take great pleasure in saying to all of you, Merry Christmas. Not in a trite way, but in a real way, because we need good news of great joy for all people right here and right now. We need to hear about the God that loved us so much that they broke into the world to save it. And that baby that we celebrate tonight, the infant Christ, he came for you. He came for us. He came where he was most needed and where his impact would be most profound. So that is where you can find Jesus. Trust that wherever you need God's love the most, that is where you can find Jesus. Whoever needs this little baby in the manger, it is unto you that he was born. Unto those suffering from loss and sorrow, unto those being systematically oppressed and marginalized, unto those dealing with addiction or incarceration, unto those who have survived the unthinkable, unto those who feel abandoned, unto those who have been bullied, unto those who feel they have too many responsibilities, unto those who don't think they can go on one day longer, unto you this child is born. To you and to me and to anyone anywhere who needs this good news of great joy for all people. That is the love we celebrate tonight. In the company of shepherds and angels, we sing and we glorify and we praise God for all we have seen and all we have witnessed as world-changing love swaddled in a manger. This is for you. Merry Christmas.